Listen, it's always fun to hook up here at the Bobby Show with our buddy Dan Schlossberg, Travel Thursdays with Danny. And folks, listen, the man has been a terrific writer for a long time. He's written so many great baseball books. When the Braves Ruled the Diamond, a revised version is out there. The new Baseball Bible is phenomenal. If you're a baseball fan, man, what are you waiting for? You got to have it. And, of course, Baseball's Memorable Misses, which is due out in, I don't know, like about 5 days from now. So we'll have to get Danny on very soon, and we'll talk about the book separate from our conversations about travel. But let's welcome him in right now. Danny, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Bob, and happy Groundhog Day.
Yes, and you as well. That's what we're going to talk about today. As a matter of fact, I got your notes, and boy, it's an, you know, listen, they celebrate Groundhog Day in a lot of places, but particularly Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. And by the way, I hear that already this morning he saw his shadow, which means 6 more weeks of winter, right?
Yeah, that usually happens. However, Punxsutawney Phil only has a 50% accuracy rating,
oh.
So maybe he'll be wrong.
Wow. Gee, I'll stick with our weather guy. I didn't know it was only 50%. Well, anyway, he's cute as a button, which is always important. And let's talk about some of the celebrations that are going on.
It actually starts early. They have a whole long series of days of celebration.
Mm.
And by the way, Punxsutawney Phil got his name in 1961, which seems relatively late.
Yeah.
Crowds can watch in a large amphitheater there, and they did this morning. The actual event is free, but there are others that require tickets. And I'm going to go through some of these quickly because for next year, it might be worth planning a trip to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. There's a talent show. There's a reception. Those already took place. The annual Groundhog Banquet in Punxsutawney Area High School Cafeteria. This is a favorite for both locals and Phil fans, P-H-I-L fans from out of town. $40 banquet ticket. There's a catered dinner, guest speakers, man and woman of the year announcements, a gift, and more. And last night there was a lively musical show called Dueling Pianos, and that's a $25 ticket. But today is the big day, and you have to go to Gobbler's Knob Grounds in the woods. It opened, now get this, at 3 a.m. Very limited parking.
Wow.
There's a shuttle bus for $5. There's a hospitality village that opened at 4 a.m. And there's a ticketed event, $60 on the grounds of Gobbler's Knob, with food, coffee, and here's the best part, photo ops with Phil after the ceremony.
Oh, man, oh, man. You know, I remember years ago, I don't do it often, but I remember one time watching it online while I was doing the show, and it's a cute little ceremony that they do, and Punxsutawney Phil is cute as a button, and, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on, as you mentioned, including tomorrow. What's happening tomorrow with everything?
There's a groundhog ball at the Punxsutawney Country Club.
Ooh.
And it's a formal attire event with a live band, $35 a ticket, and a chance for visitors to intermingle with the inner circle. And those are the dignitaries who preside over the actual Groundhog Day ceremony to determine if we're going to have an early spring or not.
Wow. You know, and you mentioned we wanted to mention this today so that maybe next year people might think, hey, that might be a kind of a fun event to check out. And to your point, it's not just Groundhog Day. There's a lot of stuff leading up to and following Groundhog Day, including Saturday. There's a big lunch going on, right?
That right. That's at Gobbler's Knob Visitor Center Hall, $15 ticket. It includes photo ops, again, with Phil and the Inner Circle members.
Mm.
And there are a lot of logistics to remember, Bob, too. You can park in town and walk the approximately 2 miles to Gobbler's Knob. There's a souvenir shop that opened this morning at 3 a.m.
Mm.
They have Groundhog Days in the park in Berkeley Square and the community center will be places to be today and tomorrow when not at Gobbler's Knob. And we should talk some Groundhog Day history, too, and I love this part.
Sure.
The first official Groundhog Day, are you ready for this, took place in Punxsutawney, February 2nd, 1887. That's almost as old as Julio Franco.
I wish I had a nickel for every Julio Franco joke you've made since we've been chatting. But anyway, keep going. All right.
And that's midway between the winter solstice and spring equinox, February 2nd is. So based on several ancient and modern traditions, the Celts celebrated Imbolc, I-M-B-O-L-C, a pagan festival marking the beginning of spring that evolved into Candlemas, a European Christian tradition that a sunny day meant 40 more days of cold and snow. and the Germans pronounced the day sunny only if badgers and other small animals saw their shadows. Hmm. And then they brought the custom to Pennsylvania. They picked the groundhog as their mascot, also known as the woodchuck, by the way, and he'd become the annual forecaster.
How about that? And there's a lot of local history going on. The newspaper editor out there convinced a group of businessmen and groundhog hunters known as the Punxsutawney Groundhog Club to stage an annual event. And, well, here we are, right, all these years later.
Right, and on the very first Groundhog Day, of course, the groundhog saw a shadow,
yeah,
which usually happens, it seems. I don't remember when he didn't see a shadow.
Yeah,
and I love the fact that men in top hats conduct a proceeding. That's great. And they speak in the Pennsylvania Dutch dialect, which a groundhog apparently understands, like my dog understands when I talk.
Yeah, I've heard that. By the way, a lot of groundhog info can be had when you go out there, too. So if you want to know a little bit more about groundhogs, you can certainly find out, right?
You can. They spend the winter hibernating, but by February 2nd, they lose half their weight. I guess they get hungry. And they normally eat succulent plants, wild berries, and insects, but they'll take garden vegetables or agricultural crops whenever they find them.
No. And you mentioned some groundhog trivia. You mentioned he's only correct 50% of the time. I never knew that. Tell me some other stuff about groundhogs.
Well, Staten Island, Chuck, is correct 80% of the time, so I guess he'd be a better barometer of reliability.
Okay.
There's also a groundhog named General Beauregard Lee in Georgia, and right in your neck of the woods, Essex Ed in Connecticut. And they celebrated Groundhog Day last weekend with their 43rd annual parade up Main Street near the Griswold Inn.
And, of course, the movie Groundhog Day is still wildly popular. I would imagine that's going to I would think on Netflix a lot of people are going to be renting that today, right?
Right, they keep renting it over and over again.
Yes, that's right. Bill Murray, Andy McDowell, etc. Now, further information, if folks want to find out a little bit more, and if they're thinking, listen, next year, that'd be a kind of a cool trip to, take a drive out to Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania. If they want to find out more, there's a website, right?
Yes, there is. It's groundhog.org, or they can even write to admin@groundhog.org, or call 814-618-5591. I would recommend not calling on Groundhog Day.
Yeah, I was about to say the same thing. Yeah, it's going to be a busy time out there, that's for sure. But he did see his shadow this morning, so six more weeks of winter. But then again, is this the good 50% or the bad 50%? We don't know. But anyway, Dan, you're 100% always entertaining. Thanks for bringing this to the fore. We appreciate it. And next week, I think we're going into some familiar territory, right?
We're going back to Arizona. We're going to talk about the Super Bowl before it happens.
All right. Very good. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, buddy. Always a pleasure. Stay safe. Let's do it again next week, okay?
Thanks so much, Bob. Be well.
You too. Thank you, buddy. Dan Schlossberg joining us today. Travel Thursdays with Danny here at WLIS WMRD.